I'm Madison French, and I'm a sophomore.
Tell us all about your FFA.
I'm enrolled in the floral design class where we make different arrangements. There are some weddings that some people like us to create designs, and I also do speeches. And this year I'm talking about propagation of plants, and I do livestock judging as well.
So why did you get started with FFA?
I think my dad really encouraged me to continue on in like the ag pathway. And so next year I'm going to start the ag business pathway and one day to hope take over the business part of his business.
So you kind of practice what you learn at home, right? So I think that's neat. Contest, have you been doing any of that stuff this year?
We've done district speaking day. So whoever won that will go on to regionals in a couple of weeks. So we're preparing for that. And we're also starting up Parley, which is like parliamentary procedure.
How many hours do you end up practicing for Parley?
3 to 4 hours a week at the least.
So what do you learn that you think you could take on later in life from Parley?
How to run a business and also like listening to other people and working together to all come to one compromise. I mean, just kind of depends on what pathway you take. So like maybe you're going into law or something and you need it there, or maybe it's just at your district business meeting and you just need to know what to say and how to say it.
So have you got a college in mind yet, or are you still on the fence?
Either WKU or MSU.
Ah, what do you want to do there?
Either ag business or speech therapist.
What have you been speeching on?
I did propagation of plants.
Tell us about that.
So basically, there's two types of propagation. You can do sexual or asexual, and it's different ways to crossbreed plants to make another plant.
What does the propagation and all of that deal with?
So it deals with like taking the root system and combine them to make a different plant.
Why'd you pick that?
So I would like to learn more about it and take it on to my dad's nursery and hopefully to start doing a little bit of it.
It's FFA week. What do you want people to take away from your visit?
That there's more to FFA than everybody thinks. There's times to donate, times to get involved in the community, and we just want to know that we support everyone.